Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You're listening to Dream to the Avalanche. I'm Sally.
Diane.
Michael.
Andrew.
Rachel.
Lizzie.
Majari.
Joseph.
Vanilla.
Alias.
Sky.
King's College London is London's leading multidisciplinary university, with approximately 6,000 staff and 2,500 students from 115 different countries. Founded in 1826 in the heart of London, it was the first university in England to welcome students of any class, religion, and first to welcome women on equal terms with men. It is one of the top 30 universities of the world, also the fourth oldest British college. King's College London has a great prestige and it provides many fantastic courses such as medicine science, jurisprudence, pedagogy, management, physics, geography, history, etc. It plays an important role in many fields, including international affairs. Many discoveries impose an immense influence on our modern life in a good way.
King's College London has 13 Nobel Prize winners, literary giants like Thomas Hardy and Adeline Virginia Woolf. The founder of Bentley Motors Limited, Walter Bentley, are also graduates of King's College London. For undergraduates, the King's College London requires the IELTS to exceed 6.5 points. It doesn't make any limits of the average score, but it better have the average score over 80 points. The college entrance examination achievement is not accepted there, which means you can't use it to apply the college directly.
For postgraduate, there are different requirements of different majors. Generally, it accepts graduates of 211 universities with GPA over 3.5. You have to make sure you're out to be over 6.5 points, while some majors make high standards of it to be over 7 points or even 7.5. The application deadline is every January 15th for undergraduates and postgraduates alike. The competition is rather fierce. We wish all of you good luck.
Somebody said we got a new friend. But does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's around. Yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her, oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me, oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy it says. I just wanna dance all night. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Stilettos and broken bottles, I'm spinning around in circles, and I'm in the corner watching you kiss it. Oh, and I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own in the
Orpheus had five marbles traveling in tubes, creating an imbalance. This rocking motion, however, caused the energy to dissipate. Robert Flux built a mill based on the concept of perpetual rotation. However, the inherent friction of the machine caused a significant loss of energy. The Italian philosopher Marco Zamarra imagined a machine that could recycle the wind, but the force required to compress the bellows was greater than the energy produced by the windmill. So, it didn't work. No scientific challenge remains greater, more prestigious, more mythical than that of finding the key to perpetual motion.
In the meantime, the ways of teaching in college are starkly various. According to a website, there are 10 diverse tutorial methods in Britain, such as lectures, seminars, workshops, tutorials, field trips, presentation, essay, exam, report, and portfolio. Compared to the teaching mode in China, we seem to put more emphasis on lectures and exams, and by the way,Nowadays, we start to lay our eyes on reports more and more. One thing to not forget that the whole period of studying in college disappeared as well. The undergraduate degree in China normally holds for 4 years. However, it takes only 3 years for students in Britain, and there's no specific limited for students in USA. The master's degree in China is 2 to 3 years.What seems quite ironic is that students in UK only need 1 year for their master's degree. Finally, when it comes to the doctorate degree, Chinese students may devote at least 2 years. If you wish to take the doctorate degree abroad, I can only wish you good luck. No matter how long does it take, the biggest problem is you may never pass through.
The modern university can date back to European university in middle century, the beginning of which is the University of Berlin in 1810. In the early 12th century, the new citizens come out brought by new industry and commerce. In the meanwhile, the communication between East and West inject new energy to European society. Then, the group of intellectual came into being.Modern university regulation is on European classical university spirit. The basic intention and symbol are freedom and independence. The operating mechanism occupied with open, independent, and democracy. the modern university is more similar to what we are studying in nowadays. It focuses more on the development of students, which provides more opportunities and stage to help us think more and become valuable to enter companies or be a real social citizen.
Doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Years, more and more Chinese people have chosen to study abroad. To this tendency, some people think it is not good, as most of the overseas learners do not come back, whereas I hold a different opinion. In my opinion, it is a good thing that more and more Chinese people is going abroad. There are three reasons. First, the overseas learners can improve their ability through the study. They can grasp advanced technologies and their language ability can be improved as well. Second, with the rapid development of China, more and more overseas learners will choose to come back using their abundant knowledge studied abroad to serve for the motherland. The third, the government and most domestic enterprises are willing to provide favorable treatments to attract them to come back.
Yes, that's right, and I believe the most essential and ultimate purpose of going abroad is to acquire skills. We go to other countries to study what's not so good in our country. And to be honest, I do believe we have a lot to learn. There are actually much of skills that China lacks of or stinks at. Western countries have some powerful heritage in some professions like art, history, visual designing. For example, art collecting and appreciating in France, industrial and mechanical designing in Germany, and so on. If you can acquire a diploma of those professions, you would have a higher starting point if you go back to China to work. And due to the current preferential policies, some of these diplomas in those fields would put you right into the A-list in China. Another good thing of going abroad would be the language learning, I suppose. Is it worth going abroad to study a language? My answer is yes. At least you've got the environment. Some of my friends who actually stink at English went abroad in the early years. And a year later, when I met them again, they've handled English perfectly. So if you got a strong motivation to study English, especially when you want to fluently communicate with foreigners one day, it's quite worthwhile to go abroad. And to think further, it may provide much convenience of immigration. In some of these foreign countries, you had bigger chance to be permitted to a permanent residency or even immigration if you finish your college there. So if you got plans for that, it might be a good choice.
In my opinion, studying abroad has its advantages and disadvantages. It widens students' knowledge and horizons, and meanwhile cultivates their independence and personalities. Also, we can learn advanced knowledge and experience in those developed countries.
It provides opportunities to students who can learn advanced management experience. Finally, learning in a foreign country can provide a good language environment and make it easy to pick up a language, such as English. However, students have to deal with many problems when they study abroad. They have to learn how to be accustomed to a new environment and how to get well with the teachers and classmates. By communicating with foreign students, they will see the differences from culture to culture.
Yes, cultural differences sometimes will cause big problems, but to many families, I assume the tuition should be their biggest worry. It's good for you to have a scholarship to support yourself, but if you want to leave some of your footprints on the foreign ground, you want to enrich your spare time and take some trips every now and then, the expenses might be huge.
Yes, students will also confront many psychological problems. Maybe they will feel lonely and helpless in such a new environment. Furthermore, studying abroad needs a high tuition, which is a heavy financial burden to most families. Although we might have enough money to study abroad, students may also experience homesickness when away from their family so far.
I totally agree. Besides, don't you think that is not a new thing for people to study abroad anymore? Also, I think English learning is not so difficult as in the old days. I'm often impressed by some of my classmates for how well they handled and mastered that language. I mean, if you are not distinguished among who hasn't been abroad, what's the whole point of you going? And that reminds me, Lizzie, if you have the condition and chance to go abroad for further study, what will you do?
Let me think. If I have the chance, I will certainly choose to study abroad. I'm looking forward to living with a local family, because when we communicate with each other, I can have more chances to practice speaking English. Besides, I can learn more about Western culture and customs, and of course, have more foreign friends. It's very attractive to me. And how about you, Joseph?
Yeah, I would like a local host family too, and if possible, I want one that cooks well and provide delicious meals every day.
Oh, speak of meals, I'm starving now. Why don't we go out to eat something together?
That's a good idea, let's go.
Ask her, what would you do if you weren't? And yet some affirm that this quest is doomed to fail. Such a machine defies the laws of the universe. The very basis of thermodynamics assumes that all mechanism will eventually come to a stop. Yes, you.
Yeah, given the current state of science and technology, isn't the quest for perpetual motion better suited for idealists and poets than real scientists?
Yes. What if imagination started when science ended? Those who pushed the boundaries of science, were they not all poets? I'm certain that as we speak here today, that somewhere in this country, a budding Leonardo da Vinci is gearing up for the challenge. Thank you very much.
Classroom, students are having a break.
Hey, have you ever thought of studying abroad?
I have, of course. I'm always thinking about going to UK for further study.
That's my ideal country too.
Telephone booth.
Double-decker bus.
Keep calm and carry on.
So, what about the school? Any ideal schools?
University of Manchester. Have you ever heard of it? It is fantastic. It has several museums and galleries of its own.
But I suppose that the reason why you're fond of this school is that Benedict Cumberbatch once studied there.
Well, you got it. Anyway, studying abroad is just my dream. I have never made it on my schedule. Have you?
Indeed, I have. King's College London is my dream school. Its arts, culture, management interests me a lot. But the first obstacle in front of me is tax. IELTS International Baccalaureate, and...
Wow, it amazes me that you plan to go abroad so early and so seriously. What are all those exams about?
Some are for language and others for testing your knowledge level. I'm not sure, but I suppose we could ask the Overseas Study Service agent for some advice.
At the Overseas Study Service Agency.
Hello there, is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, we would like to...
Hey, actually, we're here as companion.
That's right.
Anyway, I would like to consult something about studying abroad.
Any countries you want to go to particularly?
The Great Britain.
Let me see. Here, it's November now, and if you would like to be accepted by a British school as soon as possible, you need to prepare all your material before January. That's a huge work, and I can tell you clearly in a few words. Here's a brochure, have an inside look on it, and if you have any questions, call me.
Thanks, goodbye.
In the classroom.
What does the brochure says?
It lists a timetable of what to do on every part of time. Preparing and applying a foreign school do cost lots of time. It lasts from January to September.
8 months are not that long.
September on the second year.
Now it's a long time.
It's just another night, and I'm staring at the moon. I saw a shooting star and thought of you. I sang a lullaby by the water side. I knew if you were here, I'd sing to you. You're on the other side. As the skyline splits in two, miles away from seeing you. But I can see the stars from America. I wonder, do you see them too? So open your eyes and see the way I arrive.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。